Doing a children's sermon with no children here is a little bit odd, so I'm having my friend Horace stand in for all the children. He's a little bit shy, so I doubt if he'll say much. First, I have a question. Do you like superheroes? They seem to be very popular. It would be great to have special powers, do amazing things. Well, today I brought a superhero with me. You might never have heard of him, though. He's kind of small, but he has one special power. That's making water go uphill. Water likes to go downhill, so making it go uphill is really special. So let's meet him. He doesn't like to be out in public too much. In fact, the past couple weeks he's been hiding. But here he is anyway. This is Straw Man. When he got into the superhero business, everything really went well for a couple days. Now, he used to have a red cape with a big S on it that his mother made, but he lost it in the park. And then he blamed his mother for it. And since then, things have really gone downhill. He's gotten in a lot of trouble. In fact, the other day, his sisters said something, and he really got mad. You know, the gentleness, the self-control, he just didn't have. And the worst thing for him is every time he does something like that, it knocks a hole in him. And you can see he's kind of beat up. And with all those holes in him, he's lost his superpowers. In fact, he can't make water go uphill at all. No matter how hard he tries, he just can't get the water to go anywhere. Let me show you. Even doing his best, the water just stays down at the bottom. Nothing happens. In a lot of ways, we're like Straw Man. We mess up all the time. Have you ever lost your temper like that? Said bad things, hurt people? Well, actually, we all do. Adults do it too. It's called sin. And we all sin. When Straw Man sins, it knocks holes in him. Makes him all wrinkled, all messed up. In order for him to have his superpowers, he has to be perfect, but he can't do it. And even if he could be perfect from now on, he still has all those holes in him. Like Straw Man, we can't be perfect either. God wants us to be perfect, but we always fall short. No matter how hard we try, we still sin every day, over and over. But there is hope. We can't be perfect, but Jesus has already been perfect for us. And in Romans 13, verse 14, it says we should clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I have another straw. I call this my Jesus straw. It's perfect. Now, if I put this straw over Straw Man, all his holes and wrinkles are covered. And now, with Jesus' straw being perfect for him, his superpowers come back. And he can get the water to go uphill out of this glass. I can get a drink. It was good. Now, when we sin, do all those bad things, we fail to show gentleness, self-control, kindness, all those things. Jesus covers all of our sins so that we can stand before God perfect. Jesus is perfect for us, so all our sins are totally forgiven, like they never happened. If you have faith in Jesus, he covers us with his perfection. We can try to do our best showing kindness, gentleness, self-control, but Jesus gives us his perfection to cover all of our sins, all of our failures. Because Jesus has done it all for us, we can love him all the more and try to do everything to show that love and thankfulness. I pray this week that we can all do our best to show the love God has for us. But when we fail, remember Jesus is there to love us and forgive us and to make us perfect in God's sight. Thank you for listening. God is super. Thank you.